It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey, it is time for some fit and fabulous, yes. Tracy.
Oh, I'm excited for this, girl.
We are on Facebook Live, and again, every Friday, it is all about the beautiful women of Mantown and surrounding areas. We bring you people that have touched our life in a positive way, and it is all about Dr. Rich today from New Health Chiropractic. Hello, my love.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys this morning?
Good. How are you?
Let's
fabulous.
Just be
you
honest.
Look good.
Yes, he
you
does.
Look good. Like that tan. You're looking good.
Well, you know,
good
Rich,
vitamin D.
Good okay, vitamin D. Honey. Also, Rich, you're a big time volleyball player.
Oh, right.
I know,
maybe
right?
Not big time, but I like to play.
He likes to play. Yeah. So we are going to play with Dr. Rich today because he is the best in town.
I know, that's right.
That's right, girl. Okay, so we're on Facebook Live,
yes.
So you can say hi to Dr. Rich, of course, beautiful Tracy. I don't
hi,
think
everybody.
I'm in the shop, but you don't need to see this. This is all messed up right now with my face. But if you want to call at 321-0931, we have a very important topic today, and it's something that I've been struggling with, and I do not like it, but it is reality for many, and that is carpal tunnel. And of course, New Health Chiropractic is the place to be if you want to go and get yourself feeling better, and that's why I've been seeing Dr. Rich with this new thing that is going on. So, Rich, for people that are not really sure what carpal tunnel is, kind of share that with us.
So carpal tunnel is when the nerve that travels down through your wrist into your hand gets entrapped in the wrist. It typically happens with repetitive use, so typing on keyboards or somebody who has to lift a lot, or now when we're carrying around our phones and typing on our phones with our thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that kind of puts pressure on that nerve as it passes through the carpal tunnel, which carpal bones, wrist bones. And there's a transverse ligament that runs across, and the nerve runs underneath that. And if it gets inflamed or if it gets some pressure on it, it can affect the first three fingers, the German fingers, your thumb and your first two, the German three. So it normally affects those and the muscle that runs down by your thumb and that big pad that's down there. So so that's what carpal tunnel is when you get entrapment of it down there. But it can affect you all the way back up your, into your shoulder, all the way back up to your neck, because that's where that nerve comes from. So, you know, think about a garden hose. If you step on one end of it and there's water trying to go through it, the pressure builds up behind it. If you have pressure on the end of that nerve, you can feel it all the way up your arm into your neck.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'd never thought much about carpal tunnel. When someone says, oh, I have carpal tunnel, not thinking really, oh, you know, you're fine.
Right.
You're fine.
Yeah.
But you are not fine.
No.
It
hurts.
It hurts a lot. And, you know, I've been talking about this. Just one day I decided to wake up and my body decided to take a crap. And so I've been working on this point. And, you know, I had an MRI done and I've been seeing Dr. Rich. And like you said, they've all said this is carpal tunnel and repetitive thing, especially with today's society.
Right.
Everybody is on their keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of people, it's your job every day to sit and type, and we're responding to emails, and the amount of time that we spend doing those things, and then we don't have great posture. You know, how many of us work on a laptop or sit on our couch and, you know, type on our little phones and look down the whole time?
Mm.
That nerve
mm-hmm.
comes out of your neck. So if you pull on that nerve and press on it in your, then you get some inflammation. Once the inflammation's there, then that's what's hard to get rid of, and that's why it takes some time.
It's all downhill.
So it's just like repetitive for over years of time that goes
can
by.
Be years
like all of a
time,
sudden, like
Krista just
woke up and
and
just woke up.
I woke up one day and I had this problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So it, or it can be a change in activity or additional stress.
Oh,
or
I
mean, I went to sleep one night and you slept on your hands wrong and it put some pressure on that nerve.
Yep.
Once that inflammation's there, then we've got to work on getting that down.
Got it.
And that can be linked to a lot of other things too.
Okay. Well, Dr. Rich, like, what are the different treatments for carpal tunnel if people?
So, you know, I always want to try things conservatively first. I mean, surgery is always an option, right?
Oh, okay.
So, but that would be a last resort for me.
Mm-hmm.
We want to start with the things that we can do first, which is, you know, physical therapists can help. Chiropractors can help.
Okay.
I like chiropractic because I dress the nerve from the neck all the way down to the wrist.
Yeah.
And so can a physical therapist. So, but we want to make sure that we're doing stretching exercises. So there's exercises, icing to reduce the inflammation.
Okay.
And then there's things that we can do diet-wise and with supplements that can maybe help also along those lines.
Okay.
So those are kind of the base therapies. There's also medications that you can take.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times they use some of the antidepressant medications, brand name Celexa, which I believe is citalopram.
Sure.
Amitriptyline, which I don't know the brand name for, but some of those are...
Gabapentin, that's what they have me on.
Gabapentin's another one, which is not really an antidepressant, but those are some of the... But those medications then, they really work on the nerve to deaden the nerve pain.
Okay.
So they're not really a treatment as much as just a cover-up, though. It's not going to do anything to really treat it. You'd have to take them forever.
Okay.
Until we get the inflammation down, though, we can use some of those things to lessen your discomfort while we're working on the other stuff.
Okay.
Well, it's really good. So, you know, walking in for, you know, a treatment, you know, Dr. Rich, you adjust me, but you also now have started something new that I've been doing for a while now. And it's literally like the electrotherapy. What is that exactly?
So we're using a combination therapy with you. We're using electric stimulation, which is a muscle stimulation, which applies an electric current to the muscle in the area. We also use ultrasound with you, which is helping to open up that the muscle tissues and relax those tissues so we can get the inflammation down in your forearm so that it doesn't push on the nerve any further up in your arm. And until we get the EMG back for you, which tells us exactly where that entrapment is on that nerve, we're working on the muscle, and then we're also working on opening up the wrist space in order to get that in. And that ligament needs to be heated up, that transverse ligament, warmed up so that we can stretch it a little bit, which is opening that up, which then reduces the pain. We can also reduce the inflammation with that too, which then can reduce your symptoms.
So crazy. Okay. Like you put this thing on and it's almost like all these like electrodes in your arm. And then sometimes my fingers will move and it's just on its own because of therapy.
That's just you trying to flip me off or hurt
me. That's hilarious, Krista. You're hilarious.
Hey, Samantha on Facebook Live has a quick question. She said, or a comment, my sister has carpal tunnel and it's horrible. I mentioned gabapentin to her.
Yeah,
but, gabapentin's
one
of the...
She won't take the medication.
Yeah, one of the medications that they use is gabapentin.
Okay.
And like I said, it's great to reduce the symptoms, but until you address the problem, the cause of what's causing it, it'll take some of the pain away.
Okay.
But we want to really address the underlying cause. So we need to see a physical therapist or a chiropractor or somebody that's going to help get the pressure off that nerve.
Okay.
The gabapentin is just going to deaden the nerve.
Okay.
Right.
So, or deaden the sensation.
That's right. And again, Samantha, that's what I'm on right now is gabapentin. So, but again, I cannot not feel good without the treatment that I'm getting with Dr. Rich. It's really, you got to have both. So Rich, when it comes to being at home, what can I do to help with my treatment?
So there's some great stretches that you can do. Anything that'll stretch the muscles of your forearm. So sometimes people call it the prayer stretch, where you actually push your hands together and try to stretch your forearms as much as possible.
Yeah.
Or even putting the back of your hands together and doing the same thing the opposite direction.
Right. Okay.
Any type of stretch like that will help. The other thing that can help is soaking your wrist in an ice bath, like before you go to bed. A lot of times the symptoms get worse at night because we're relaxed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're laying on your hands. And so then that pressure gets on that nerve. So if we do like a 15-minute ice bath on your wrist before you go to bed, you can actually lessen the effects overnight. And it takes the inflammation out, right?
Sure.
Ice reduces inflammation. The nerves inflame. So we take the inflammation away. You have less symptoms.
Yep.
Got it.
So those are some of the things we can do. Mm-hmm. There's also some supplements and stuff that we can talk about and some foods that we can eat that'll change some of those things too.
Okay. Well, what happens if you don't treat it? Like if you go without treatment?
So that's where it gets. And I've been reminded of my mother-in-law who was a waitress for years and had carpal tunnel. And you actually can lose some of the muscle and grip strength in your hand.
Ooh,
so
it
supplies the muscle that's that big pad on your thumb.
Yeah.
So it goes to that muscle, that median nerve does.
Yeah.
And if you don't treat it and you have pressure on that nerve long enough, that muscle will atrophy. So then you won't have the same amount of grip strength.
Wow.
Also, because of the pressure on the nerve, just think of it over time. If you kink a garden hose forever and left it out in this frigid weather that we have, it would be really hard to get that garden hose to carry water again,
right?
It kind of always has that kink in it.
Mm-hmm.
So think of that with that nerve. If it's always got that pressure on it, eventually it will quit carrying sensation. So you'll end up with like a deadened sensation in those first three fingers. And that can last forever.
Yeah. So we don't want that.
And you don't want that. Yeah.
We do not want that.
It's amazing how people do blow off carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember over the years, like people, they do. They're like, oh, I have got carpal tunnel. No big deal. Like, it's something that they don't take seriously and they just kind of let go. And the fact that if you go without treatment,
it's not fun. Let me tell you, it is chronic. It's not fun. It's very frustrating, especially when you're an active person.
Yes.
And you're being healthy and making sure that your body feels good really makes you feel good each and every day. When something like this happens, you've got to make sure that you get it taken care of. So Dr. Rich, you are the man again with New Health Chiropractic that is helping me get through this and more. So real quickly, because we are running out of time, for those that feel they might be dealing with carpal tunnel, you have something phenomenal for them.
Yes. So anybody that thinks they're suffering with carpal tunnel, if you're one of the first five people to get a hold of us, we will give you a free consultation to diagnose, number one, if that's actually what is going on with you. If that is what's happening with you, I will offer your first treatment for free. So you get the free consultation and a free treatment so that we can see how it works with you and make sure that we're moving you toward in the right direction and making sure that we can help you get rid of your carpal tunnel.
It's so good. So all they have to do is give you guys a call and say they heard you on Chris in the Morning Rush.
Absolutely. Just give us a call at 608-273-2222. Or you can reach out to us on Facebook at New Health Chiropractic. And we can get a hold of you through that. My girl Ellie will get a hold of you, and we will extend that offer to the first five people. So we'll just watch the time stamps on the stuff and make sure we get that extended to you.
I love it. There you have it. We'll put that up on our Facebook page as well. We will continue this conversation via Facebook Live. But once again, carpal tunnel, you need to see Dr. Rich for New Health Chiropractic. He's located at 2690 Research Park Drive in Fitchburg. I love you, Rich. You are a man.
You're the best.
Thank you so much. Love you both.
The best, Rich.
There you have it. Finn Badley is Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 931 Jams.